This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by Your Vibes Entertainment. Your Vibes Entertainment is Middle Tennessee's premier hospitality entertainment consulting company. If you or your business are in need of a mobile DJ, group entertainment like trivia, karaoke, or bingo, or you just need a professional MC to help coordinate your event's day of logistics, we have you covered. It's no work and all play when you hire Your Vibes Entertainment. You can trust us to bring top-of-the-line sound equipment, lighting, and a professional attitude to any event you are hosting. If you are interested in boosting your revenue, showcasing your company, or just want to provide high-vibe entertainment for your family, friends, employees, or clients, please contact us on Facebook or Instagram at Your Vibes Entertainment. Shoot us an email at yventertainmentservicesllc@gmail.com or reach out to the owner, Michael, directly at 615-330-3236. Thanks, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the show today. You know, I moved to Dixon when I was 5 years old in 1990. Before that, I was born in Memphis, actually.
Oh, well.
And I lived there for a few months. My dad was working at a law firm there, and he decided he, you know, wanted to get out of Memphis. So we moved to Camden, Tennessee. When I was about one.
Big city.
Yes, Benton County. Where my dad was hired as a, he's got the same job I've got now. Or back then, it was an assistant DA for, I think they're the 24th district. Hmm. So he did that from about 84 to 90. That's when he quit being assistant DA. We moved to Dixon. We lived in a house, 306 Merle Street, right there in downtown Dixon. Mm-hmm. My dad started up his own law practice, and I lived there until I was 18. And then after that, you know, I went to the University of Alabama.
If I could murmur the words "Roll Tide," I would. But I just
hopefully nobody will hold that against me. But, and I didn't know this till, you know, a few months ago, and my dad told me this, but I actually have a long line of history in this county. Our family does, on my dad's mother's side, so my grandmother, my dad's side. My distant ancestor, Charles Thompson, he was a Civil War veteran. He fought for the Virginia militia. Hmm. He settled from North Carolina here, Yellow Creek Road area, in 1810.
Whoa.
Yeah. And my grandmother, Jean Taylor Woodall, was a direct descendant of him.
Okay.
Her mother was a Thompson. Her mom's name was Stella Thompson.
Okay.
She married a Taylor. That's where Taylor Funeral Home comes from.
Oh, no. Okay.
And so Jean Taylor married my grandfather, Tom Woodall.
Okay.
And then they had my dad, Tommy Woodall, and, you know, so that's
there we are. Brings it all together.
It's eight generations.
Yes. Micah told me somehow you were related to that side over there. So now, okay, now I get it.
And Charles Thompson, he is actually buried in a cemetery off Thompson Road.
Okay.
Which is off Yellow Creek Road.
Yes.
I haven't been to it. I need to go over there and check it out one day.
Yeah.
I think my dad's been to it.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty cool. So I've got my roots run deep in this county.
Absolutely. So yeah, it is. Very few. There are some families here with some deep roots, but it's starting to get mixed in with a lot of new blood too.
That's true. That's good.
It's absolutely good.
It's good for the county.
Yeah.
And Dixon has changed quite a bit, especially downtown Dixon since we moved here.
I love every second of it.
Oh yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
it's great.
46 is growing a little bit. I know that people are starting to complain a little bit about traffic over there, which is not a bad problem to have. So, new business is always good business for the most part. But
that's true.
So you graduated from Alabama, and then you jumped into, you know, what did you do right when you got out?
Well, right when I got out. Well, before Alabama, I went to elementary school here until sixth grade.
Yeah.
Then my parents, they sent me to Battleground Academy in Franklin, which wasn't bad. It's a great school. I mm-hmm. played football there. When I was going there, actually, there was probably, I'd say 12 or 14 kids from Dixon that went there. We had a bus. When I was in seventh grade, there was a bus, a little van that took us, took all the kids.
Where did it pick you up?
We met at the Chapel CB by Luther Lake.
There you go.
And then we drove to, yeah. So, I mean, my treasurer, Ross Smith, he graduated BGA.
Okay. I guess that would have been kind of the closest private high school at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
But it was a great experience.
Yeah.
Went to the University of Alabama, studied history and criminal justice. I got a major in both of those. Joined a fraternity. Had a great experience there. You know, when I started college, you know, I thought I wanted to go into some type of law enforcement. Mm. You know, that's why I got the criminal justice, and I really liked history. And probably around junior or senior year, I decided, you know what, I want to try to get into law school. So I took the LSAT a few times. I don't remember taking the LSAT. It was so long ago. I don't even remember the score I got. But I'd graduated there in December of 2006. And, you know, I really don't remember how many law schools I applied to. I don't remember applying to too many. But the one law school I did apply to was Nashville School of Law. And, you know, it still is a night school. It's part-time. And it kind of drew me to me because, I knew all the teachers were practicing lawyers or judges. You get a practical law education. The cost was efficient. Wasn't near as expensive as, you know, UT or Alabama or, you know, a full-time law school. And I could work during the day and earn a little bit of a living to help pay for law school or anything else. Mm-hmm. And it was National School of Law was a great decision for me. There's a lot of good teachers up there. It's a struggle, you know, to work full time and then go to law school two or three nights a week from 6 to 10.
Whoa.
I couldn't do it now. You know, when I started there, you know, I was probably one of me and a few other guys were probably the youngest people in the class. A lot of people, you know, were 10, 15, 20 years older than me. I was 22 at the time, and they had families and kids, and there's no way I could do that.
Whoa,
I was, a single man. I just moved to Nashville. I lived in Nashville while I was going there, and I don't see how they did it. I mean, it just baffles me.
With everything that you've got going on there, you're like, hold on, how am I going to fit law school into all this?
Yeah. You know, and it was much easier to do as a 22-year-old single man than...
So what were those people... So if they're older... That would be a career change for the most part.
They just, you know,
woke up one morning. I think I'll be a lawyer.
Yeah. And some of them, you know, I guess their companies paid for them to go there.
Sure.
And so, you know, it was just a step up in their company. But it was a great education. My first job coming out of University of Alabama, I got hired by, I don't know if you know Richard Arnold. At the time in 2000, because January 2007, he was working at the Secretary of State's office in the Publications Division.
Hmm.
And that's where I worked. The main thing we did there, we were in charge of all the blue books that got distributed everywhere. Publishing those.
I mean,
We also did edits to all rules and regulations of the state of Tennessee has.
Okay.
Code books, regulations. We'd go in there and edit it. After legislature changed the rules, so it'd be publicized in rules and regs books or Tennessee code annotated.
Sounds riveting.
Yeah. You know, I was thankful to have the job, because it was a job that allowed me, it wasn't that stressful, so I can still, you know, focus on studies and mm-hmm. have a, you know, fairly, it was a job that, it wasn't going to wear me out.
Sure.
And, you know, I could still get through the first year of law school. So, but I did that for about a year and a half. Now, the second job I had in law school was probably one of the best jobs that any law student would ever want. I got hired on in January of 2009 to be a law clerk and a court officer. And what I mean by court officer, that's not a bailiff who's got a gun and can arrest people. It's somebody who basically takes care of a jury during a jury trial. But I got hired on in Williamson County by the circuit court judges there. I worked for four of them. At the time, it was Judge Jeff Bivens, who is now a Supreme Court judge, state of Tennessee. Judge Tim Easter, who is now on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Judge Robbie Bill, who is, he is retired from being a judge. He works in private practice in Franklin now. And Judge Jim Martin, who is still a circuit court judge in Williamson County. And the reason why I say it was a great job for me, I worked there for about 3 years. So I was in court every day. And basically, you know, 1 month I'd be in criminal court. And, you know, the way they did criminal court, Mondays and Tuesdays were plea, motion, docket call days. And I would sit there. My main job on those days would was to be, you know, I'd, any exhibit that had to go to the judge, I'd hand it to the judge. You know, the judge would take breaks and let the lawyers discuss cases in the back room or the jury room there. And I would keep the judge informed on what's going on in the docket. You know, hey, this case is ready for a motion. You know, this case is ready. These pleas are ready. And then I would also, the rest, Monday or Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays were jury days. So a jury would be called in. You know, they'd have DUIs. They'd have anywhere from, you know, murder cases, child sex abuse cases. But they tried a lot of DUIs in Williamson County. And my job as the law clerk or the court officer was to, I would have to stand up there. I would, when they would call the jury, I'd call the names in the box. And once the jury was picked, I was in charge of them. Like, I showed them where the jury room was, if they needed anything, if they needed a note during, you know, the trial, I'd get the note, tell the judge, like, hey, they've got a question. And one of the things I learned pretty quick, when they were deliberate, you know, the trial's over with, my job was to sit there by the door and make sure, you know, if they needed anything, and I can hear them talking and deliberating.
Yeah.
And that's when I figured out pretty quick, you never know what a jury's thinking, man. I mean, it's kind of, it's it was wild, some of the things that they would brought up in a, during jury deliberation.
Huh. So you could be sitting there listening to the whole thing, you're like, all right, I kind of get a feel. And then you sit in there listening to them, you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah. And you get a practice, I mean, because I did that during the day. And at night, you know, two or three nights a week, I'd go and have class.
Mm.
So I get to see, you know, watch DAs, what they did, watch what criminal good defense lawyers did, watch arguments, watch how the court ruled. It was very practical education. And then, you know, I do that. I'd do criminal court 1 month, and the next month I would do civil court. And that was mostly divorce court. And I learned pretty quick, sitting through those hearings, that I did not want to do a lot of divorce work because it seemed like it was, though it was lucrative, especially in Williamson County, it was a headache.
Sure. And a lot of personal issues.
Yes. That I was more drawn to criminal work.
Yeah.
You know. But that was a great job. I thoroughly enjoyed that job.
Yeah, especially going to class and doing, you're seeing it during the day and learning it kind of more in detail at night. So you can kind of, as you're sitting there listening to everybody, you can kind of sit there and just picture yourself in that moment of like, okay.
Absolutely.
This is actually, this school is actually going to apply to me when I get out. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not learning, you know, physics or, you know, third algebra or anything like that that you'll never use again. But cool. Okay.
And so I started law school in February of 07 and I graduated December 10th. And then I had to take the bar exam. And, you know, the bar exam is basically 2 days, and it's pretty much everything you learned in those 4 years crammed into 2 days.
So you took 4 years of
because it's a night school, it's a four-year program.
Okay.
Pretty much all full-time programs are 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But because Nashville's, it's spread out in a night school, you can't go to school every day or four or five times a week. It's spread out in a four-year program. So the bar exam is a very difficult task to overcome. It'll test you mentally. And, you know, it took me to the third time to be successful. And, you know, they only give that test two times a year.
Oh, boy.
In February and in October. So, you know, the first time I took it, I was 2 points away. You know, I was working at the same time. I was still working at the being a law clerk. Second time I took it, I was 6 points away. And after that, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to, at the clerk's office, being a law clerk, and I'm just going to dedicate, you know, 6 weeks to studying this bar, for this bar exam. And and that's what I did, and I was successful.
Cool.
And, you know, during that time frame, I learned a lot about adversity and how to overcome disappointment and how to just keep fighting through it and ultimately getting to your goal, which was to pass the bar exam and become a lawyer in the state of Tennessee. And that's what I did. Yeah, you know, I did it the hard way.
Sure.
But I learned a lot about myself, and it made me a stronger person, to tell you the truth. Just, it taught me how to deal with adversity.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, looking back, it was very disappointing and very hard to deal with during that time frame, but it made me, definitely made me a better person.
Yeah, and you start off kind of right off the bat with it too. Because, I mean, I'm sure there's no adversity in the courtroom, is there?
No. Oh, there's plenty of adversity. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of, I guess, was a reality check as far as, all right, you know, this is not going to be, you know, just a walk in the park with how everything goes. And this is a real serious deal. And, you know, you're walking into a serious profession. Obviously, you've got people's livelihoods in your hand. And, you know, it's good that, you know, the system, you know, kind of requires you to be able to pass such a tough test. And, you know, they don't take it lightly.
They don't.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. So I passed the bar exam in April of 2012. And before that, there's a time frame between February and April. I actually worked at a firm here for a little bit. At the time, it was Brogdon, Creasy, and Sanders. David Brogdon, Jerry Creasy, and Kyle Sanders. But they have since split their own ways. But I worked for them for a little bit. It was a good experience there. I sent second chair with Jerry Creasy on a trial. I think it was a domestic assault trial in Waverly, Humphreys County.
Chair? I was the second lawyer.
Yeah, just I didn't really do anything to prep. I just sat there and, you know, I helped Jared Creasy kind of pick the jury and just kind of watch. And but I passed in April of 2012, and I decided that I would just I would hang a shingle, go out on my own. And I just at that point, I thought the best place for me to do that would be Williamson County, because I'd been working there for the past 3 or 4 years, and I knew the judges, I knew the DA's office, I had a lot of contacts there, much more contacts there than I do, you know, now in Dixon County. Hung a shingle. I rented some office space from a lawyer in downtown Franklin, and that building was full of other lawyers. There were some criminal defense lawyers, there was civil lawyers, and I mostly did pretty much 80 to 85% was criminal defense work. And I had to hustle. I mean, I would take clients in Williamson County. I would go to Hickman County, was a county that was in the same judicial district as Williamson County at the time. I'd go to Hickman County. I went to Dixon County. Pretty much anywhere anybody would pay me for my legal services, I would go. And you have to do that. You know, didn't get much trial experience. I did that for about a year. And, you know, I didn't get any, I got a I didn't get any jury trial experience, but I got courtroom experience as much as you can. I mean, because you're in the court. I mean, I was going to court, you know, 2 or 3 days a week. But it was good. And there was another lawyer in that building where I rented from, who was a civil lawyer. And he said one of his friends, they owned a plaintiff's firm in Nashville. And he's like, man, they're looking for an associate to hire. And I was like, at that point, I was like, you know what? What I'd lose, you know, I'll just go in there and interview and see what happens. I interviewed, it was a, what I mean by plaintiff's firm, it's, you know, personal injury, car wreck case, workers' compensation.
Dealing with a lot of insurance companies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dixon Insurance. Yeah. Yeah, you know, exactly. You know the deal.
Yeah.
And I got hired. I was fortunate enough to get hired. But I quickly just found out it just wasn't for me. I missed being in the courtroom.
So where were these, you know, where were these being held?
What do you mean?
If you weren't in the court, like the cases, I mean,
you would get people would call in your office, like, hey, okay, I got injured. You know, you go interview the person. You would start a case. You know, you would start a case, and you know, you file a claim with the insurance company. The first person you would talk to before you filed a lawsuit was a insurance adjuster.
Yeah.
You would try to get it settled there, and if you couldn't, you'd file a lawsuit, and you'd have a year to do that, depending on the injury. You know,
so those are mainly just dealt with in
office. Yeah, and then, you know, you have to do depositions. You know, depositions, doctors, physical therapists, you know, clients, defendants, and it just that line of work just wasn't for me.
Hmm.
I missed the courtroom. I missed the action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I heard that there was a. At the time, this was in 2013, I heard that there was going to be an opening at the DA's office back home in Dixon. And at that time, General Dan Allsbrooks was the elected DA. And there was an opening, and I got an interview with General Allsbrooks, and he hired me in October of 2013. And I'm very thankful for that opportunity he gave me, because I've been an assistant DA for going on 9 years, and it has been an awesome opportunity and a great job. It's been very satisfying for me. I love this job, but I'm looking for the next step in my legal career, and that's one of the reasons I'm running for General Session Judge, and we'll get to that later.
Thanks again to Your Vibes Entertainment for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to boost your revenue, showcase your company, or just want to provide high-vibe entertainment for your family, friends, employees, or clients, please reach out to them directly on Facebook or Instagram at Your Vibes Entertainment. Shoot them an email at yventertainmentservicesllc@gmail.com or give the owner, Michael, a call directly at 615-330-3236. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.